All right, boys and girls, today's partner is an investing app, which is somewhat kind of cool. Let me tell you why. What I like about Public.com is that it is a type of app that is more for the social media influencers and makes it easier to navigate through, that I recommend highly. You can get started with Public with up to $70 and a free slice of stock. Just go to use my code GoHouseLA when you sign up for an account and simply download the free Public app, iOS and Google Play stores. Then follow me at GoHouseLA. Viral presented by Go House. I am the Kid Smitty.
Are the Ace of Spades.
Underscore two S's.
Underscore two S's. Make sure follow that.
Yep.
Bye. Schmeister.
Okay. So, me being Smitty and everything, Ace. Yeah. What is it like to your page to just fucking fall off like bad?
You know.
How did your little run go?
My ran went. Literally, good. I got 4.5 million followers off of it. So
yeah. Crazy.
I'm pretty sure I'm feeling like the man, you know. I can just, you know.
But from what I heard and seen and looking at your analytics, apparently your page has dropped.
Wow. Yeah. I think over the last, like, 2 months, maybe?
Why is that?
I don't know. What do you think? I think your page is, like, also doing it, like, kind of, like, iffy right now, too.
I think it's because you, Ace of Spades. It's probably because you don't post as much as you used to.
Consistency is key.
That is true. Once you stop being consistent, it makes things a lot harder than to hop back on that high horse and that saddle to keep going. But once you stop, it sucks because people don't realize the moment you stop being consistent. Wow, your eyes are very nice in this lighting. The moment you stop trying or the moment you take a break is the moment they say, okay, we'll find someone else that will shut up and dance. And they do. This market, this business, you're so replaceable.
Nope, replaceable.
You are so replaceable. If you don't think you're replaceable, you're funny. Look at Addison Rae. She's replaceable. She is.
She's moving on to bigger and better things. But
she's still replaceable. So was Robert Downey Jr.
Yeah, no one's like.
No one's.
Unless you're freaking Bill Gates. Like, feel me?
You are very few people that are irreplaceable.
Yeah.
And Addison Rae is not one of them. Everyone can be replaced. Remember when Megan Fox in 2009 was all that people talked about after Transformers? Who talks about it now? Only time she's brought up is when Machine Gun Kelly's in the conversation. Just like right now. She's no longer. Kate Upton. Remember when everyone talked about her?
Exactly.
But if I show you a picture, you know exactly who she is.
Show me a picture. Mind you, I wasn't on social media a year and a half ago, so.
You have to be on social media. All you have to do is be a teenage boy.
Kate Upton, what did she do?
She was a model.
Only model I know is, I guess, Megan Fox. I don't know, like, I'm not into that shit.
Really?
She an actress?
No, model.
She literally a model, that's it?
My knowledge. You really never seen Kate Upton. She's like a famous Sports Illustrated model.
What happened to her?
She fell off. Cause that's the thing about attractiveness. At the end of the day, no matter how attractive you think you are, there'll always be someone more attractive. They'll always find someone better. Look at Mia Khalifa.
Oh, porn star, look at Mia Khalifa.
She's not talked about as much as she was anymore.
Well, yeah, because she, you know.
Because they found someone else.
You know?
They found someone else.
I mean, that's a whole different thing with her story, too. She was, like, you know, not being paid, like, a whole bunch of shit. Like, you wouldn't want to do that if you're not being paid, obviously, for multiple years.
And once you speak out, they toss you to the side even more. They did it with Dave Chappelle. They did it with Jim Carrey.
You said Dave Chappelle fell off?
No. Dave Chappelle spoke out, and they tried to kick him off to the curb. But guess what? Netflix brought him back.
West of Belly.
Yep, but they tried to make, because Dave Chappelle wouldn't come, you know, he didn't want to do his own show anymore, which is why I had to do the whole copyright thing. Because he didn't want to do his own show, he left. They called him crazy. People were saying he was doing crack. He ran away to Africa. They were saying all these accusation assumptions about him that he didn't even know about. Mm-hmm. All because he left his own show.
Damn.
Yeah, like I said, they'll kick you to the curb if you speak out about them. Yep. Everyone's replaceable. Everyone is replaceable. Don't ever think you're not.
And that's why you work hard, bro.
Look at Kevin Hart.
So you can stay consistent.
Boom. Look at Kevin Hart. He might be one of the few people that aren't replaceable.
Yeah. You know, that's crazy because, like, when people think of black, like, comedy, they think of Kevin Hart. And, like.
Or just the word comedian.
Yeah. One of the even in TikTok. Like, actually, nah, think about it. Even in TikTok, like, they get the most consistent person and keep them there. Like, whenever there's a super huge deal that TikTok has to put out to, like, black creators or something, they always go with King Batch. Always. So it's just, like, things like that. Like, There's probably some for every other race too. For with that too, it's just like it's crazy. Like if you're consistent, you're gonna If you're consistent, you're irreplaceable. If you're not consistent and you fall off, then you're replaceable. That makes sense because something's new is always coming.
Yep.
You feel replaceable? You feel replaced or something, Ace? Is that what you're gonna say?
No, I don't think I'm replaced. I mean, sure. You know, I mean, not to toot my own horn. Was I trending on TikTok 3 times in a course of like 3 months? Yes, I was. Did I fall off? Hell yeah, I did. Can I possibly make another trend to come back? Most definitely.
You're smart. You have something else other than just looks. Like, you feel me?
I mean, I am creative. I am funny. I am writing a show. I am pretty just a modern, you know, the peak of physical condition. Like, I'm just great all around. Like, I'm basically a god. And, like, I'm pretty fucking awesome.
Oh, my God. Like, I'm basically an adventurer at this point.
Like, honestly, there should be people worshiping me. But that's besides the point. Like,
okay, yeah, bro. Let's get to
I
the
say
point.
That with
come
all
on,
modesty. But it's just like, did I fall off? Yes. Was I replaced? I haven't seen anyone do my shit. I don't know anyone as funny as me.
I mean, you're stretching a little bit, Tay.
I mean, I don't know anyone that's, you know, I'm different.
Different.
I don't see anyone else wearing headphones like these.
Nah, no cap.
So.
Those shits are stylish, too. I know. It's crazy.
They all wondered why, but I said I keep wearing them before I blew up. And now everyone knows me as the guy that wears headphones and the guy that runs. This girl last night I was talking to on the phone. She was saying how, like, oh, my little sister saw I was snapping you and was like, oh, that guy's famous on TikTok, which is a word I don't like using.
I hate famous,
I don't
too,
like
bro.
That word.
I hate that shit.
Famous is a relative term. Like, Kate Upton's famous, but you don't know her. So yeah. It's like, it's such a term. Like, it's so, I don't know. It's a word that, I don't mean, like, I'm getting sidetracked. No, everyone's replaceable. And I'm just waiting for my next big,
pushes off.
Next big trend I make.
That's what pretty much everyone waits for in life. You feel me? Like, if you do something for a while, you just like working something else and waiting for something else, boom, to hit.
I did 3 songs. Oh my. Mario Judah. It's been fun. And now that one. And then Let's Get It Started. If I could do it 3 times, I could do it again. It's just a matter of when I do it again. If you told me right now, Ace, get 5 million followers by the end of the next 2 weeks, I'd do it.
Ace, get 5 million followers by the end of the next week. 2 weeks.
Okay.
But. Y'all check this video. 2 weeks, whenever the video comes out, whenever. I don't know when this video's gonna come out, but when it does.
5 million followers?
It's gonna have 5 mil.
Bet.
Bet. I believe you, so that's all I know.
Bet.
2 weeks, boom. When we have 1 week left in the Go House, do that.
Okay, 5 million. Why should we get fucking like 10 million by then?
Yo, that'd be insane.
Can you imagine?
You'd be literally like, brands would be going crazy over you right now.
Oh, well, don't worry. You're a pretty boy. You'll get there. You'll do something great.
Yeah, probably. It's my personality, though. I don't really use my looks. I use my personality.
Yeah, it's something interesting. It's like everything you say is an ad lib.
What?
It took you a second.
I know. It's just my comedy, man. It makes people laugh. Okay, that just makes people laugh.
It makes most people laugh.
98% besides you. You're the 1%.
Two, dude. Who's the other 1%?
Huh?
Who's the other 1%?
Me. I already know I'm funny. I don't have myself laugh.
Shut up. Bro.
And 99%. He just laughed.
Shut up. I ain't
That's only me left.
I ain't laughing with you, nigga. I'm laughing behind you.
Ooh, dangerous.
Yeah.
So what was on your shirt before all that happened?
Oh, my God. I tried to make a logo on my shirt, and I fucked up.
Bro, this is what this man be doing, bro. He just be doing the most random shit. You was trying to make a logo, bro, in the room?
It didn't work.
You tried to iron it on?
Yes, and it was good for the most part, and then it just fell off. It's like peeled off like a sticker. Like, whoosh, I was like, oh, okay. Spat.
It's Meister.
But yeah, man, you know, I'm out here in LA, you know.
Meta in LA. Are you ever gonna do music? I feel like you could do some music,
you
like
keep
some
on
jazz.
Asking me to do music, but I've never like really had the I played piano since I was 7 years old. And am I a piano prodigy when I was young? Yes, I was. Do people forget that? Yeah. Am I pretty good at magic? Yeah. I have all these talents that people forget that I actually do, but it's whatever.
Well, you don't do them anymore. How are people supposed to know?
Well,
still?
Fuck you. How about that, bitch?
My bad.
I don't know. Like, people ask me, oh, music. Like, my manager's even, oh, you're into music? I'm like, not really. Like,
yeah, facts.
I like
me
playing
too.
Songs on the piano, but I don't, like, I'm not a music guy. Like,
yeah.
I'm not going to, I mean, there are some people that think they're a music person, but they're not, and they just.
Shout out my SoundCloud, you feel me, by the way?
Yeah, get shut that. Up. People be, like, getting into music. Like, Bella Porch, like, what?
That shit hard. I like hers.
That's not even her song.
What?
The background to the, what do you call it? What's that? What's that song?
The robot thing where they were like replacing the girl's head.
Yeah, how did it go? The chorus?
I don't even know.
Bro.
Pulls up Bella Porch, like, hello.
It's already in my bookmark.
Like, hello. Hello. Aha, aha, aha.
All right, the video is Build a Bitch. Wow, that's aggressive.
The lyrics.
That was Mozart back in 1768.
Damn.
But I digress. But it's also very common for artists to use an old-timey fashion song that people tend to forget about and claim it as their own. Like Uncle Cracker did with the song...
Uncle Cracker.
You know that song? Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I want to get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. That song was made by Dobie Gray back in 1972 called Drift Away.
But how do you feel about that, though?
How people take songs that's not even theirs?
And do something else with it, like
it's called
cover.
Stealing.
What about a cover art?
That's different. As long as you credit. I don't like when people don't credit someone because you have to take someone else's intellectual property and pass it off as your own. Like, come on.
On TikTok, I was making a lot of videos and I seen everyone start, like, a lot of people started copying my shit and it started making me mad because it took me, like, low key hours to think of the idea.
And then they say, the old saying, mockery is a form of flattery. I'm just like, I don't know how I feel about that. Like, it seems like a form of stealing to me.
Like, I just hear a lot of people say, less work.
I don't know.
Less work.
That's why.
That's so annoying. That comeback is annoying. Like, yeah, bro, I stole your content, but they're like, bro, like, truthfully, less work. But it's the internet at the same point. It's the internet.
That's one thing I liked about my content. I never had to worry about that run that I did all those months. No one else did it. That was my thing that I never had to worry about anyone ever doing. They tried, but everyone knew it was my thing, so it didn't get really far. But it sucks that your interview style videos, like, hell, I could just go out and do it right now. And people would have no idea that, you know, oh, yeah, I got it from Smitty. Nope.
Yeah, because I'm the only one who came up, like, with a question on an interview, and then, like, a lot of people started using it.
I had an idea for doing an interview video. If I were to do it, I'd just be like, all right, so I'd be like.
Today I'm here with.
I'd be like, oh, today I'm here with da-da-da-da. So, as you may have heard, Kanye West is in Mercedes-Benz, releasing his new album. What I want to know is, who's the second president of the United States?
Just give like
yeah, just like a boom. Just
like yeah, that shit's funny. Yeah, just that's real funny.
Who's our second president? It's use real that. Funny. If you want to use that, go ahead. Yo, no, bro. If you use that, go ahead. I don't care. You don't even have to credit me. Do that. I think that should be funny. You heard it here first.
I'll be like, yeah, brother. It's crazy. Like, say some weird, like
oh, shit. Oh, so who's the second president? Let it be like.
Yeah, that's great. How many planets are in the solar system?
Just like that, bro. Just throw the mics, have them like doing something in the beginning, then throw it off.
I like that. Thank you, Ace. Yeah, just gave me my career back.
There you go.
Stumble jump.
I mean, if you see me doing it too, then you know.
Yeah. I'm gonna be like, a fact that's going on that's trending in today's.
You
day.
Heard it here first. I'm gonna screen record this so people know. If I ever start doing that, people are gonna know that. You know, we came up with it.
No, and like, Ace came up with that, and I was just, you just gave me an idea. Thanks, man.
Of course.
But, I'll be like, Schmidt.
Right. I think that'd be hilarious. Like, I can't wait for you to do that. That'd be hilarious. Like,
I'm trying to think after the answer though, what should I say? Like after the answer, like,
I doubt
I'm like, you was worried about that, didn't know that. Mm-hmm. Okay, bye.
Like, what's the capital of our nation?
Funny ass face like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Bro, and then it just zooms in, bro. Yes, bro. That'd be great. Right.
Like, yeah, today.
That's what you start getting a microphone. I think that'd be good for you if you get a microphone, bro.
I gotta figure out how to connect to my phone, though.
Yeah, it's like the wireless ones. I've seen those.
Yeah.
I think that'd be great.
I know, yeah.
It's like, oh, now when I go back to New Jersey and do that, because everyone, like, seen my videos in New Jersey, so it'd be easy.
Oh, you're big in New Jersey and shit?
Yeah, because all my videos are shown in New Jersey. So
that's
just
crazy.
It'd be easy to show, like, get people in my videos. Like,
dude, most of my videos are shown in, like, fucking Atlanta.
Yeah, because, oh, wait, what the fuck? You're not from Atlanta.
I know. It was in like Texas and Atlanta. I was like, oh shit.
Texas, I understand.
Wait, can you search that up on your phone, your TikTok analytics or something?
It says America. It says the country, but not the state.
But
I know on Instagram it shows the state.
It does?
Yeah.
Let me see. I'm looking curious.
That shit's hilarious.
I got hella people in New York. Yes, most sir. New York.
Yes, sir.
Out of everybody.
We out here.
Whoa.
We out here.
Walked in.
We out here.
My age range is 25 to 34, 48%.
Wow.
I have an older audience, bro. 75% women. It's not that.
Must be nice.
Dang, that's crazy. I never even looked at that. I got a lot of South Africa fans. Mm-hmm. Supporters, my bad, y'all. You should check yours, bro. Loki is interesting.
I don't care for, to see mine. I'm grateful wherever they're from.
No, me too, for sure. Don't say I'm not or something.
Oh, no. I know you are. Unless you're not. Is that the kind of guy you are? Is that the kind of guy you are?
No, nah, right. Yeah, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for everything presented to me in my life, especially all my supporters. I'm making a skit today. This is the type of skit I made. Y'all not gonna see this because I'm already have it done, but I'm be like, dudes switch up when they get on phone with girls. Like, I'm be talking to you, and it's gonna be regular, like, yeah, bro, what's good, man? You know me, we can't wait. And then I'm like, oh wait, bro, my girl's calling, where girl's what? And then she answers, like, hello, I'm like, yeah, what's up, baby girl? Yeah, you know me, I'm not doing nothing, just flying my helicopter across the city, yeah, waiting on you. You're like, what the fuck? And I'm like, yeah, you know me.
There's this girl that me and Jordan, our producer, was, she's like walking down our street. And, like, we were just like, oh, it was, like, really, really fine. And we were just like, oh, man, I can't wait to go to that Drake music video today. We were like, oh, man, I hope he lets us get the helicopter again.
Yeah.
This girl looked back at us and hopped in her Corvette. I was just like.
Corvette.
I was just like, I was like, damn, we did all that for what? Like, and she was bad. Like,
she was bad like a student in detention?
Bro, her bathwater is probably, like, delicioso. Like,
this man needs to be stopped. He's not even drinking. He's not really drinking water. He's drinking bath water.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I drink your bath water.
Yeah, that's why I don't plug out the tub when I get out.
But I gotta have my own Aces thing.
It's so clean. Like if you, cause I gave all my man's one.
No, shut up, nigga. I'll find something for my
like champagne.
Okay, I got one. Hold on. Ace. No.
Mr. Spadey or something.
Okay. Yo, never mind. I don't want anything anymore.
Spades. Spades of Ace.
This is Viral presented by Go House. I'm the ace of underscore spades.
I'm a kid. Schmidt. You dig. No cop. Blah. Fucker. Okay. I just added some extra shit.
Are you okay?
Georgie?
Viral presented by Go House. I am the ace of underscore spades. That is the kid, Smitty. And we'll be at your mom's house tonight. Take care.